Welcome to Big Mo Radio. Once again, your life is going to change in the next 30 minutes if you listen to the folks we have lined up for you today. Again, people who are very successful in their own right. They are life coaches and motivational speakers, authors, just a wide array of, we call it our parade of powerhouse guests. People who are going to help you not only get momentum in your life, but keep it in your life. There are techniques and mindsets and ways to go about keeping momentum going, as our friend and mentor John Maxwell talks about, keeping Big Mo going in your life. Life is easy and the ball looks big, the hoop looks big, right? The crossbars, if you will, all the sports analogies. Batting first, again, so to speak, Dave Ferguson, AskCoachDave.com. And Dave, you got a pretty cool thing going on right now, don't you?
It's called my Breaking Barriers Mentoring and Coaching Program. Never before in this industry have you been able to have a program as accessible and as inexpensive as I'm offering this program to the first 50 people that sign up for it, okay? And I've put an early bird special out there for November. So for $499, you can be mentored by me for 6 months and coached, wow, by the way. It's in a group format. If you were to do it one-on-one, most people don't have the budget for that. Hence why I developed this program, because I get people that ask me all the time, will you mentor me? Will you coach me? They can't afford it. So what I've tried to do now is take my time and make it affordable for people.
And for more information and to reserve your spot, go to AskCoachDave.com. It's time for the Dan Man, Danny Glover.
My name is Danny Glover, and I want to encourage each of us today to discover more potential that's within us and live it out. Legendary football coach from Texas, Darrell Royal, was quoted as saying, "Potential is that part you ain't used yet." I believe most of us just barely scratch the surface of our potential. I love speaking and encouraging people to find that potential and to believe in it, and coaching them along so that they can dig deep within themselves and find the answers that were designed especially for them, and then equipping them with skill sets that allow them to move forward, putting that potential into practice so that it's no longer potential, it's reality. Within you, there lies a wealth of potential to help others, to help yourself, to be a blessing. I want to help you discover that and move forward with it.
Danny Glover, a lifetime of leadership at your service. To contact Danny, email DannyG@GloverConsults.com. Award-winning motivational speaker and coach Becky Spieth has got a great idea.
What I've actually done for some of my clients is I've put together this really cool product. It's available on my website. It's called The Word on Business, but it's also on everything in life, because it covers all the areas that are important to us, like what God's plan is for me and my business. You know, how do I believe, and how can I overcome? How do I tap into the power of God? What I've done is I've just taken a few of these, and what I do is I repeat them every day. And on that, it's a track you can listen to or download into your iPod or whatever. Some of my favorites are, I'm God's coworker, 2 Corinthians 6:1. All things are possible, Luke 18:27. I have the victory wherever I go, 2 Samuel 8:6. I'm prospering in health and wealth, even as my soul prospers, 3 John 2. A faithful man abounds with blessings, Proverbs 28:20.
You can't beat the Word of God for affirmations. To get yours, go to BeckySpieth.com/radio. And more Becky Spieth. She is our featured co-host this month. Here's an excerpt from a teaching she did recently on confidence.
Today, we're going to be talking about the life changer, real success to confidence. We're going to be talking about the secret weapon to success. You know, confidence, or leaving everything up to coincidence, is completely your choice. Let's take this back to our acronym REAL. REAL stands for relationships, empowering and equipping, attitude, and acknowledgments, as well as living leadership out loud. And confidence either shows up with our relationships, how we do business, how we have family together, how we equip people for success, if we feel secure enough to empower them, to help them be the best that they can be, It also shows up in our attitude. Insecurity or a lack of confidence can destroy or deter you from the success that you were created to be and the success that you deserve. And of course, we're not able to live our leadership out loud if we're not confident. People are attracted to confidence. So let me ask you, have you ever struggled with doubt or fear? Raise your hand. Even if you're just listening to this by yourself, raise your hand. Now, if you didn't raise your hand, I just have to say, I'm questioning if you're lying or I'm really wondering about you. Most of us have either dated, got a new haircut, or been in some time of transition, sometime in our life. So I'm guessing that you've dealt with doubt and fear. Maybe it was when you first got your job or a position, or maybe when you first joined your company, or maybe another conquest. When this happened, let's just take you back there in your mind's eye. Think about when you first got your job, your position, you joined your company, or you had some other great conquest and you were the conqueror. Didn't it feel so good? It got you all excited, right? Then you had to get started. And then what? I don't know about you guys, but I am really good at getting ready and getting ready to get ready and getting ready to get ready to get ready. Are you okay with the getting ready to get ready parts of your business, but then when it comes to actual implementation or execution or taking action, something happens? Well, I've got a good friend, Dexter Godfrey from Fearless Success, and he tells a story that I want to share with you because I love this. I think it just nails it completely. So what happens is when we're ready, we feel like we're ready to implement, we do that all-important step of taking action, and then what happens? There's a knock at the door of our hearts. I say, who is it? I hear on the other side of the door. It's doubt. So I open up the door because I don't want to be rude or anything. And I open up the door and I see, you know what? He's not alone. He brought his buddy Fear with him. I've got doubt and fear. And you know what they do? They just invite themselves in by saying, you know, we saw that time was running out, so we thought we'd stop by and we'd pay you a visit and we'd give you a little support. But you know what? I thought to myself, it's okay. I've got this. It's just me in confidence and we're hanging out and we're going to be all right. It's all good. So they invited themselves in and they're looking around and they don't see confidence. So they ask, where's confidence? And I said, well, he's in the bathroom. He'll be right back. Let me ask you, have you ever been in a place in your life or career where you expected confidence to be there only to find out that confidence was in the bathroom? And by the way it sounded, he was probably going to be there for a little while. I don't know about you, but it's at moments like that that I feel like giving up. And I've been in that position time after time again. And I can tell you one of the greatest things that ever happened to me was I hired an executive business coach. She literally came to my rescue. Because what I saw was happening is the longer that doubt and fear were hanging out and confidence was hanging out in the bathroom, my beliefs started to fall down. And the terror barriers, they were raising up walls all over me and all around me. I didn't know what to do. I became frozen and immobile. So this coach, what she asked me is, she asked me, you know, what is doubt and fear robbing from you? Wow! That got me right to my heart. I got to thinking, wow, there were tons of things that doubt and fear were starting to rob from me. It was definitely my success. Confidence was totally not showing up. And I wasn't able to have the impact and make the difference in the lives of the people that I cared about most, namely my family, and then also my business partners. And then she asked me, what do you really want? Wow. That kind of messed me up a little bit because I wasn't used to working in a space around what did I really want. What did my gifts, my strengths, my talents bring to the table? And what did I do with them that provided me with extreme amounts of fulfillment? And lastly, the last coaching question was, who are you to deprive us of the opportunities of your gifts and abilities? That really got me because I know I was here on the planet to make a difference. I didn't want to be in that place of doubt and fear. I wanted deeply inside of me to move in a place of confidence, not leaving my success up to coincidence. I needed to make a choice. You know, I can tell you there were many times in my life and my career where fear and doubt, they were almost crippling. I nearly died when I was 30. And I had to readjust my entire life and make the choice to move and live each and every day from the place of confidence in knowing who I am and knowing that I have purpose and potential that was unlimited. I had greatness inside of me that the world was waiting for, and I was robbing them of my gifts, my abilities, the message that was inside of me, the purpose, my call in life. I also had a time not so long ago where I got an additional degree in just 3 years while working full-time and was the CEO of my own speaking, training, and coaching business. In the middle of all of this, I was then diagnosed with a crippling disease. And I had to make the decision that I was going to move boldly in confidence. And I was not going to let this thing beat me. I was not going to doubt myself. I was not going to fear if I'd be able to walk again. And I've got great news to tell you. I'm walking today. And I'm virtually pain-free. Me in confidence, look doubt and fear completely straight square in the eye. And we started breaking down some of those belief barriers, those terror barriers. And we knew that action would destroy all the fear. Now, keep in mind that you don't have to be perfect, okay? I'm far from it. But I want you to stop getting ready to get ready. I want you to do something now. We all have belief barriers. Those are the little voices in our head that question us or, you know, say, are you sure you can do this? Someone that cared about you and you cared about said you wouldn't be successful. Let me ask you, what belief barriers do you have? Is it that you're not smart enough? Not young enough, not old enough, not the right color, not the right sex. You don't have enough experience. You might not be gifted at communication and words. These are all belief barriers. Maybe it's that you don't have enough money or resources to accomplish what you'd like to accomplish. Each one of these are rooted in doubt and fear. What happens is when our belief barriers go down, the terror barriers go up, and fear becomes the great immobilizer. So what do we need to do in order to change all of that? We need to take action, because action always destroys fear. I have a great mentor, Paul Martinelli, and he says, jump and grow your wings on the way down. I can tell you that gets fear and doubt right out. I mean, they are just like, out of here. So I'm going to encourage you, jump and grow your wings on the way down. You know, one of the things that we do frequently is I do lunch and learns, and I go in and I talk to different people. I was really nervous, just like I was the very first time I ever spoke in front of a group. Let me tell you, doubt and fear was all over me at that point. But I can tell you, I'm not a quitter. And I don't think you are either. You wouldn't be listening to this CD. I didn't quit. I was nervous because I was just then starting to represent the John Maxwell team and taking my business to a whole new level. I felt really inadequate. I didn't know that I fit in there and that I had the experience and that I could do this. But I wanted it really bad. So I stretched and I grew. And you know what? I'm not the same person that I was. I'm more confident. So like my good friend Dexter says, when doubt and fear say, you know what, you can't win, I turn around, I look them square in the eye. And I say, you know what, I already have. I grew. One of the main ways that we can really build on this real success to confidence is to build rapport and relationship as well as credibility. Relationships are vitally important. There's some kind of security or something that comes along with that. When we talk about confidence, one of the things that usually comes up is, you know, I don't want to be overconfident and be cocky or not be humble. Or some people say, well, I want to make sure that I'm humble. But when you really, really think about confidence, it usually comes back to this question. Is there an area that you want to exert a little more control in a situation that's important to you? That's where true confidence and the power of confidence comes in. You know, I don't know how much you know about me, but I actually built a multi-million-dollar organization from knowing nothing. I didn't even know anything really about the profession. I didn't have much training, and I just started putting one foot in front of the other. I kept breaking down those belief barriers and those terror barriers, and I kept moving one step, taking one step of action each and every day. I kept jumping and growing my wings on the way down and stretching and growing. I've also worked corporately with one of the world's largest cosmetic companies. That was thrilling and exciting, but also very much outside of my comfort zone. I had to really stretch it. I have a strong desire to live out my destiny by developing bold, intentional leaders to improve business results and advance careers. I hope that we can get to know each other on a person-to-person level, because I believe that if you've picked up the CD, that you are an intentional leader, that you will be improving your business results and your career will be advanced. So I want to give you a couple of secrets to success. You know, the secrets to success are very simple. I can tell you exactly what you're going to need for greater success in your career. Did you know that? It boils down to just a few things. The first is mindset. That's your attitude. You've got to have an attitude of success with possibility thinking. That brings me to the next thing, which is belief. And lastly, action. These all lead up and build and develop your confidence. Now, confidence is your secret weapon. It's your secret weapon to success. You know, there's some great quotes on success. One is, confidence is one of the sexiest things in guys and girls. I told you from the beginning of the CD that by spending our time together, you'd be a little sexier by the end. This is the secret, right? Confidence is one of the sexiest things in guys and girls. It's one of the main attractions. I can guarantee if you walk into any room, let's just pretend we're at a networking event. Let's just say there's a so-so looking guy over in the corner, but he's really confident. And then there's a really sharp looking guy. I mean, he's buff, he's worked out and everything, but he lacks confidence. I can guarantee that when people start walking in the room, they're going to be drawn to the lesser attractive from outside, you know, appearances. They'll be more attracted to him because he's got the confidence inside. He might be a little sexier. I don't know. Another quote on confidence is, the key to career success is confidence not talent. I'm going to repeat that again. The key to career success is confidence. You could be one of the most talented individuals in your field. However, if you weren't confident enough to share the information, to share your skill, to share your gift, it would be of absolute no use, and your success would be stifled greatly. Tony Blair shares that confidence is the key to prosperity. I don't know about you, I'm always open to a little more prosperity. Katy Perry says, if you are presenting yourself with confidence, you can pull off pretty much anything. And she does, right? She's speaking from experience. I want you to think about your team. Are those people that you're working with? Confidence is contagious. And so is the lack of confidence. Think about your leader. If you've got a confident leader, don't you just feel like you could get behind them and do anything? That goes back to the L part of our real success, right? Living leadership out loud. However, have you ever had someone that was maybe your boss or a superior to you, and they lacked confidence? Did you always question their ability, the success of the project or the team? I know I've had that experience before. William Hazlitt says, as is our confidence, so is our capacity. As is our confidence, so is our capacity. So we're never going to be able to stretch outside of our confidence. If our confidence level is only at a 3 or a 4, how can we ever expect to have the success level of a 9 or a 10? It just can't happen. And Marcus Garvey says, if you have no confidence in self, you are twice defeated in the race in life. We've defeated ourselves first, right? One of the things that I want to remind you about is that you don't have to feel confident in order to be confident. Sounds kind of backwards, right? But think about this. Do you have to feel secure in order to be secure? Do you really have to feel confident to be confident? What you do need to feel is your fear, and then just take your action anyway. Remember, we're going to jump and grow our wings on the way down, because we could have all the money in the bank. We could be completely secure. Our assets are secure. We're in a great relationship. But maybe we don't feel secure. It doesn't change the fact that we really are secure. We don't necessarily have to feel confident, but we have to feel our fear and then move forward and take the action anyway.
Amazing as always. To connect with Becky Spieth, go to beckyspieth.com/radio.
Are you intentional? When we are intentional, success is ours. I believe the number one formula to success is being uncomfortable. Highly successful people set daily intention to be uncomfortable, even if it means failure. Look at Thomas Edison, thousands of light bulbs before he got it right. Edison just added failure as part of the formula. Friends, challenge your success and set intention every day to be uncomfortable. Look up and out. This is Tracy Worley.
And that's your Grace Break with America's leading grace coach, author, keynote speaker, Tracy Worley. To contact Tracy Worley, go to gracebreak.com.
Do you pray small because you don't feel like you deserve to ask for what you really desire? Or do you pray big with the expectation that God will deliver? This is Deanne Shepley expressing a thought for you today. You see, our thoughts are our prayers, and God hears every word, whether it's spoken out loud or kept silent in your thoughts. Don't confuse Him by your conflicting words and thoughts. Ask for the big things. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, if God wants me to have those big things, He'll bless me with them. But that's just not the case. In James 4:2, God says, "You have not because you ask not." If you're not asking big, you're depriving yourself of all the wonderful things that God our Creator has promised you. God places dreams and desires in your heart, and your intuition reminds you and inspires you to act on them. So what are you waiting for? Ask for the dreams and desires to manifest. Pray big and watch God work miracles in your life. I'd love to connect with you at deannshepley.com.
And now Deborah Wittig, takeonlife.net.
Stay calm, and I see this popular phrase all over social media, but do we really stay calm? Life can seem to be anything but calm. Our emotions make life a roller coaster of highs and lows. Stress, relationships, work, health, so many things in our lives are like tall hills we climb, cross the peak, and go careening into the depths at nauseating speeds. Whew! Stay calm indeed. Life goes on, whether I'm stressed or I choose to maintain my peace. Take a deep breath. Seriously, breathe deep and focus on a moment, even just a microsecond of peacefulness. Treasure it. Savor it. This is how to engage life that can seem wildly out of control. Breathe, inhale, exhale. Stay calm, breathe, and take on life.
To connect with Deborah Wittig, go to takeonlife.net. Have you lost your way? You've probably lost your why. Get a GPS for your dreams. Listen to Carrie Oberbrunner, who's igniting souls on fire.
January 15, 2009, you know the story. It's about an airplane that was hit by a bird strike. Captain Sully then takes command and control, and he tunes out the noises of the other people that are trying to tell him to go to LaGuardia and all this stuff. Are you tuning out the voices of other people, or are you letting the other people in your life dictate your flight? Because let me tell you this, you are going to hit a bird strike. And what are you going to do about it? You don't have a lot of time. You see, champions aren't made in the ring. They're revealed there.
Thanks, Carrie. It is true. You've got to go deeper to go higher. For more information, go to deeperpathbook.com. It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
When I was in college in Psych 101 as a freshman, we took a test to determine our creativity. There were 17 in the class, and I remember it well because I finished at the bottom of the class. Here's what I did that really sparked the creativity of my life. I began reading, and I began filing. Somebody else's idea helped me to create an idea, and before long, I began to sense that there was creativity within me. I just realized that I had to, in the beginning, borrow it from others and then build on it. Oh, I love that. Borrow it and then build on it. So if you look at yourself not as a creative person, you can't be any worse than me. I was at the bottom of a class. 60 books later, I've learned to be creative, but it was a learned art in my life. So go inside. It's there. Pull it out.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
Have you ever responded to a comment only to find out you had misunderstood the person's perspective because you were too focused on your own? Hi, I'm Kaylin Benham from One Revealed. The other day I was getting my kids in the car and my three-year-old Jackson was having a meltdown because his little brother got in the car first. I was explaining that being first wasn't that important and we don't always get what we want. When buckling in his car seat, he was reaching his arms out with snack in hand and he said, "You don't get it." I said, "Honey, Mommy gets it. It's hard when we don't get what we want. Be thankful for what we do have and trust that there's a reason for the other things." Jackson spouted off, "No, Mommy. I was saying Noah doesn't get my snack." So there I was, completely focused on my own perspective that I jumped to a conclusion before understanding. Had I taken the time to listen, I would have saved us both the lesson and got to understanding quicker. Think about that the next time you want to respond with your perspective. Maybe listening or a question for more understanding would be better. For more, check us out at onerevealed.com.
Want to thank the JMT, want to thank Salem Radio Network. It is teamwork that makes the dream work. Thanks again to everybody, and until next week, go for the big mo.